the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. Hey, you know this song's an Uncle Buck, right?
Uncle Buck, bro. I'm telling you. I beat you to it, you ass.
Damn it. You knew where I was going, too.
That's right. News gonna come out of your stupid mouth. I almost missed this break. What? Yeah, it's live. Kiki's like, is this live? I'm like, yeah, it's live. It's a live radio show.
I thought he was recording something. I heard him talking. I was like, oh, shoot. I got to get back in there.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking.
It's live, Kiki. Don't blow it.
Oh, my gosh.
For God's sakes.
Anyway, to play us out. What does that mean, play us out? We'll do it live.
Dude, I love
we'll
that.
We'll do it live.
Let's do your dumb vocabulary because I'm running behind.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, camper, ATV. Did I say boat? Boat insurance. You know what? Summertime, and this quarantine will be over very soon. And we're going to be out enjoying our stuff. You want to make sure that you're insured. Chris is the guy. You don't have to mention, I mean, he's a wizard when it comes to insurance. But he's just, he's a swell fella. He's a swell fella.
Does he cover live radio?
Boy, the insurance premiums on us are probably through the roof. I'll have to ask him if he can cover this train wreck of a show. But we're just happy to have him apart, just keeping the lights on for us. So anyway, if you have insurance needs, Chris Thompson is your guy. Go see him. Chris. Well, that was good. That was good. Your dumb vocabulary for today, double dip.
Oh, a double dip?
Double dip.
It's when you double dip.
You double dip the chip. Kiki, it's sexual, so.
Yeah, it's dumb when you're dipping into the same thing twice.
You know, it's not always sexual, guys.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's your list.
Can't tell me this is about chips.
Yeah, it's not about chips, that's for sure.
Double dip.
Oh. I can use a carrot as an example. If you take the carrot, you dip it once, and you dip it again.
But are you double dipping in the same sauce? That's what I want to know.
No, it's not.
Is the carrot double dipping in ranch? And then, like,
Please, God, don't let it.
Carrot.
Brock, don't let it be. Okay, don't let it be this. You take your carrot, and your buddy takes his carrot.
At the same time?
Dip it into the ranch.
At the same time or different times? Is that the double dip?
Same time.
If you're both taking turns dipping into the sauce, is that what's happening here?
You could even have two more of your buddies. There's a lot of carrots in the veggie tray, Kiki.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
You and a whole slew of you, the whole gang.
Okay. All the carrots.
I'm going to finalize on the double dip is when one carrot dips in the sauce and then your buddy decides that he wants to also dip his carrot in the sauce.
Yeah, he likes ranch. He likes ranch, too.
As much as I appreciate the effort you two put in on this.
Here's you got a buddy and all their carrots come, and then here comes Brock with cauliflower.
You son of a bitch. I can't even be mad. That's hilarious. It's having sex with someone twice in 12 hours.
Okay. Oh.
So there you go. So I pulled off the double dip on that sloot from the bar last night. Nailed it.
She wasn't coming back, so you had to get it in twice.
Kiki, why don't you say it loud enough for the class
to
hear?
You can't handle a double dip.
Oh.
You're going to get double dipped. And then you'll have to figure out what to do with the 11 hours and 55 minutes that are left after I'm done double dipping, lady.
He's like, I'm more of a celery person.
More of an eggplant type gal. All right. That's your dumb vocabulary. Follow us on Facebook.